There is a man that I so enjoy having a conversation with. He's somewhat of a permanent fixture here on Prophecy Today as a broadcast partner. We so appreciate him. I'm talking about Dr. John Whitcomb. This is a man, great, great knowledge of the prophetic word of God, a prolific author, just an outstanding Christian leader and scholar in our world today. And John, what I wanted to bring you to these microphones today for was to talk with us about the weather. I mean, you know, weather has been a subject on everybody's mind. We traveled from Chattanooga, Tennessee into Fort Worth, Texas, and we were delayed a couple of days from our start to come out to Texas because of the bad weather here in the South. I mean, snow in Atlanta, there was snow. It's been like this all year long. It's been unbelievable in all parts of the world. Now, I know that you wrote a book with the world-renowned scientist, Dr. Henry Morris. It was entitled The Genesis Flood. And in the course of your scholarly approach to explaining to us about that time of the flood 4,500 years ago with Noah and his three sons and their wives, we talked about how it was prior to the flood. In our world at that time, for about 1,600 years, it was somewhat of a tropical climate. Was it not before the flood that way?
The fossil fuels that we dig up, like coal and oil and natural gas, shows that before the flood, it was a much warmer climate. And then cooler periods of time after the flood was the Ice Age. Job talks about that, you know, in chapter 37. It's amazing how cold it must have been back in those centuries. But the point is this, God wants us to know that he's in charge of the weather. And I look out my window right at this moment, huge snowflakes falling down, billions, trillions of them, everyone different. And they don't come because of something we've done. No, global warming is not because of our changing the climate. It's God's work. When the flood ended, here's what he said. Are you ready? Genesis chapter 8. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. In other words, God is in charge of the weather. In fact, let's say it this way. Because of human sin and depravity and rebellion against God, God can change and has changed and will change the weather. You said, really? That's what caused the flood. Water pouring down from the heavens for 40 days and nights was because man had rebelled, blasphemed God, as you read, of course, back in Genesis chapters 6 and 7 and 8. And at the end of the world, there'll be, of course, more weather changes that God will bring, responding to human rebellion. Now, the interesting thing to me, Jimmy, is that when we look at this, we say, now, wait a minute. You mean there's nothing we can do to change the weather? Well, one of my friends, Dr. Don DeYoung, who co-authored the Created Moon book with me, has done a special book on weather and the Bible, available through BMH Books, Winona Lake, Indiana. And he talks about the fact that if we try to change these things to change the climate, it's called the law of unintended consequences. Over and over again, he said, such efforts to improve on creation often lead to greater problems. So my choice, Jimmy, is leave the weather to God. Say, Lord, you know what's coming. And Job 37, by the way, tells about the ice age that he experienced following the flood. And there was a little ice age in more recent centuries. And yes, weather does change. It comes and goes. But what are we doing about it? We better trust the Lord and do his will, and he will not destroy us. If you want to read what he'll do to those who oppose him, you read many times in the Psalms and Job and Isaiah about these things that God will do to change the world. Now, another interesting thing, Jimmy, just to mention this, Jerusalem, during the Great Tribulation and during the coming kingdom, will be protected by God from bad weather. To hinder, so that people cannot be hindered by coming to the temple to worship. That's Isaiah chapter 4. Those who do not come to Jerusalem to worship will suffer a negative weather judgment. Zechariah 14. So you see, weather can, does, has, will change because of human rebellion, yes, resistance, blasphemy, perversions. These are called global judgments. And so I trust that this will help us to see the whole thing in perspective that we can't change anything now to make it better, make it different. And we say, Lord, help us to be ready to do your will, your way, for your glory, and that we may honor your Son, Jesus Christ, who created the whole world and who is someday going to bring in the kingdom. And it'll be a beautiful world for 1,000 years with weather that will not in any case, in any place, hinder the worship of God in the Jerusalem that's coming. So we pray that prayer, don't we, Jimmy? Thy kingdom come, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May God help us to see these things from God's perspective in the only book he's ever written, the Bible.
Amen. That is absolutely true. Okay, well then a big summary would be, after the flood 4,500 years ago, God brings seasons into existence, which then brings about weather. So you're saying that hurricanes, tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms are all from God. Does he ever use the weather to judge people on earth at this time in history?
Not during the church age. There are no supernatural sign miracles of judgment taking place at all. All of this will change drastically, globally, during the Great Tribulation, which could start today, you know, the rapture of the church and the God focus on Israel. And then, of course, another tremendous change during the coming 1,000 years that follow that 7-year tribulation. Weather is a major factor, isn't it, in what's going to happen when Jesus comes back.
Yes, weather a major factor in the future, and it's not the judgment of God today, but it does all come from God. So, folks, just rejoice, be happy, and rejoice in what the Lord is doing. John, a great explanation of what God's Word has to say about the weather. Now, we talk about it all the time. We can't do much about it. We just live through it. But it's good to know that God is still in charge. He has control of even the weather today.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Jimmy. It's a joy to share the things that God is doing. And we want to honor Jesus, who is our coming King, and trust him and reflect his light more and more as the darkness deepens.